Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
I'm joined in the studio now by Waterford librarian Tracy McEnany with some top recommendations for the best books to get lost in this month ahead of the Ireland Reads Day this coming Saturday. We'll tell you more about that in a while. Tracy, lovely to have you with us again. So we're going to start off with this debut feel-good novel, and you tell us that library goers have been raving about Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. Tell us about this one.
This was recommended by two separate customers. So, of course, when we get recommendations for customers, I usually take a picture on my phone or write it down. So my phone is full of pictures of books. It's a gorgeous book. This book will make you happy. It's a real feel-good book, as you said. Tova O'Sullivan, she works as a cleaner in the aquarium at night. Her husband has died. Her son vanished at sea over 30 years ago. He was only 18 at the time. If you have nobody else to talk to, who do you talk to? Only the walls, or in Tova's case, the sea creatures. And she talks to Marcellus, who is a giant Pacific octopus, right? They only have a lifespan of 1 to 5 years. But what she doesn't know is that Marcellus knows what happened to her son and is going to try and find her, find the truth. But Marcellus gets out of the tank. He gets out of the tank nightly, it seems. And he was going for Chinese in the bins and he got tangled up in wires. And she is able to get him free. And this is where the bond starts. Now, if you read this, you do have to look at My Octopus Teacher on Netflix because it's just a brilliant book. But when someone told me about an octopus and in a tank and a bond, I thought, no.
You have to buy into this
one,
right?
You have to buy into it. But it's actually very, very good.
Mm-hmm. And there's a movie on the way already, isn't there?
There's a movie on the way. They're in talks with Sally Fields to play Tova. And Olivia Newman is co-writing the screenplay with John Whittington. So it should be fantastic.
So this is one now that to get in on the ground level of this, because we're going to hear loads about that book in time,
and
most
it's
likely.
It's kind of hard to get. You don't see it around too much, you know, but it's well worth reading, lads. Yeah,
so good. Remarkably Bright Creatures by Shelby Van Pelt. And you heard it here first. You're going to hear more about that one. Next one up then is Time of the Child by Niall Williams. What's this one about?
This is, again, I must be going through a phase of feel-good books or just lovely books. It's 1962. It's in the village of Faha. It's around Christmas time, and the doctor, Jack Troy, and his eldest daughter, Ronnie, they opened their door one evening to be presented with an abandoned child that they found, that a young child found it at the village fete. So what is going to happen to the baby? This is 1962. It's different times. Mm-hmm. You know, if you find a baby on your doorstep, you're going to ring the authorities and the baby's gone and never seen again. And the father and the daughter have been kind of unlucky in love. So they have an awful lot of love for this baby. Now, we've seen Faha before because Niall Williams wrote another book called This Is Happiness. And This Is Happiness is set around 1958. So it's a companion piece to this book, he's calling it. And it is about the electricity coming to Ireland and a bit of romance story. But that is actually a very, very good book too as well.
So maybe go to that first, would you say?
Oh,
This Is Happiness.
Come here. Niall Williams, I think all his books are just really fantastic. You have Four Letters of Love, and that's going to be the film of Niall's first novel. That's premiering at the Dublin International Film Festival on Wednesday the 26th in the Lighthouse Cinema. And the film festival runs from the 20th of February to the 2nd of March. But Four Letters of Love was published in 2014. I haven't read that. I certainly am going to read it. But I just loved, I love This Is Happiness.
Okay.
Anybody I give it
so
to.
So This Is
it.
Happiness was published in 2019.
Yeah.
And the new one is Time of the Child, which is related to This Is Happiness, but it sounds to me like you could probably read it
absolutely
independently.
Yep.
But you're saying this is popular now with your customers in the library.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so let's put that on the list as well. Christine Dwyer Hickey, Our London Lives.
Christine Dwyer Hickey, a lot of people would know her from Narrowlands, which was very popular last year. This is Our London Lives. It's about Millie, a teenage runaway, and a boxer called Philip or Pip. It spans 40 years. The book is told in alternating viewpoints. One chapter will be from Pip, the next is from Millie. The book looks back on Pip's life. So when you see Pip for the first time, it's 2017. He's a recovering alcoholic living with his brother, and that's where the story starts for him. But Millie's story is told then in the correct sequence, and she starts in 1979. She's come over from London, I think come over from Ireland, County Louth, and trying to start a new life in London. Very good depicting the characters, They're just, it's so fabulous. It's like 512 pages.
I was going to say to you, it's a huge book, isn't it?
Forget about 512 pages. Get on an audiobook if you want. You'll fly through this. It gives you like sort of the historical events too as well, happening in London at the time, 70s, 80s, Ireland, and, you know, Irish people living over in London. Mm-hmm. So that is really, if you were living in London at that time, this is the book for you.
Okay.
But book for anybody, really.
You get lost in this one, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
And you probably miss it when you're finished then.
Ah, yeah, no, I loved it. I love the characters. Oh, absolutely. They say it's a romance story, but it's a romance story, but not a traditional romance as we know it anyway.
Okay,
you know,
so there's more to that. Let's remind people of that title. It's Our London Lies by Christine Dwyer Hickey. We've another debut novel now. We love to see these coming. This is by Cork author Amy Jordan called The Dark Hours.
This is, I noticed it was number 6 in the bestsellers list last weekend. It's 2024. This was published in 2024. It's Julia Hart. She wants to disappear in a sleepy village of about 1,000 residents in a remote part of Ireland. It is set in 2024, this book. Her past comes back to her, you know, the... You know, Julia has a past she wants to forget. And in 1994, herself and her Garda partner, Adrian Clancy, are called out to a sleepy housing estate due to a noise complaint. Nothing's going to be happening here. Mm-hmm. But of course, when they arrive on the scene, a girl runs across from a house covered in blood and the sound of another girl in the house crying. Now, Julia runs in to save this girl. So who wouldn't really, you know what I mean? Saves the girl. But that is a big mistake and it just falls apart.
So that's
there.
What happened in 1994.
1994. But now in 2024, the serial killer, they did catch that serial killer from 1994. I'm not going to say anything too much about it, right? But they do mention his name straight off. James Cox. He is the serial killer from 1994, which they caught. He is now dead. But similar crimes now start happening again in 2024. So it goes back to that. It's kind of like two stories. So it's actually very, very good. Like, I loved it.
And a creepy start to the book, which you found captivating.
Oh, really creepy start to the book. If your electricity goes off, and you've read this book, you would be frightened, I can tell you anyway. But it's very, very good. I hope we see an awful lot from Amy Jordan at Cork. She used to work in the civil service, but now full-time writer. You know,
good for her. Amy Jordan, The Dark Hours, which is her debut book, doing well in the charts and doing well in the library as well, which we love to hear. That's one now that could make it on to film. Do you find that there's a big upsurge when something is coming out? Like we have Saoirse Ronan's The Outrun now, I'd say that's doing well, is it?
Absolutely.
I'm reading that myself.
Absolutely.
That's why I mentioned it.
Yeah, no. When someone mentions that the book is going to be in a film, it's great for the book. Do you know what I mean? So it's there. Everybody's looking for it again. Mm-hmm. Everybody rereads the book even. Do you know what I mean? Then all the book clubs are looking for it. So it's just a knock-on effect.
And you have disappointed people who can't get hold of it then, of
course.
Oh,
yeah. But oh, no, we'll take care of you now. We find a way. Yeah, yeah.
You'll get it one way or the
other. Yeah, of course.
Now, if people like, people listening like celebrity memoirs, sure, the memoir, part one might be the one for you. I saw her at the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary with the fabulous hairstyle and she looks amazing.
Amazing.
Oh. Did you listen to this one?
I listened to this, but I am glad that Cher didn't really read an awful lot of this book herself because I don't like her voice.
Oh,
right?
Poor Cher.
So I know it's funny because it was like it's Stephanie J. Block. She reads an awful lot of it. You get into the whole Sonny and Cher. Part one I thought was a bit of a cop out. You know this part one? Bill Gates is supposed to have a 3-part autobiography coming up and I just thought, ah, no, come on, lads. Because you're going to have to pay 3 times to read the book,
that's
right?
That's the point. That's why they're doing it.
But in Cher's case, yes, I will be looking for part two and she is very, very clever. She packed it into this book. The celebrities, Warren Beatty, you know, the Stones, the Beatles, they're all in this. It's really, really good. I love it. It's mostly Sonny and Cher. It ends up the book really where she parts ways with Sonny. But Sonny and Cher actually had a Comedy Hour TV programme. Did you know that?
Yeah,
probably.
Well, I kind of heard of it, I think.
But it's on YouTube still. I looked it up. It's gas, you know. And but all I can now, once after reading Cher, all I can remember in my head is I've Got You, Babe. That's going round and round my head. But I do like Cher, I must admit, but I just don't like her speaking voice.
Okay, but it was a good listen nonetheless.
Very, very good.
Okay,
and so part two is out in 2025.
Right, so Cher, the memoir, part one, and that might be something to listen to on Borrow Box, which is there for people, for members of the library. The younger readers now, you have some picture books for us.
Picture books are Wee Place by Sophie Kirtley and Ellen Rankin. This is Adventures of Grandad. If you're going to Northern Ireland, this is a perfect book for you. The Golden Hair by Paddy Donnelly. This is another Grandad adventure, a gorgeous illustrations, nature book, Adventures in Nature. It's actually lovely. And then for the Dublin people, I've picked this out, Stockingopolis by Tatiana Feeney. It's about a grey town that grey stockings, big socks, and Ben and Lucy set out to paint the sheep a bright colour because they want the wool to be nice and bright, of course. And on the last page, you have Stockingopolis is a real place and his actual name is Balbriggan, and the small seaside town in County Dublin, famous for its textile products.
Now, you better mention the big read, Ireland's big read coming
Ireland
up.
Reads, yes, Ireland Reads Day. It's been really kind of Ireland Reads Month, February. And of course, we've been, you know, promoting Borrow Box. We want everybody to get lost in a book on Saturday the 22nd of February.
This Saturday,
absolutely. There's probably events going on in your local library. Check it out. Membership is free. No fines whatsoever. And as you said, Borrow Box. When we tell people about Borrow Box, you know, the free app for e-books, e-audiobooks, e-magazines, e-newspapers, they cannot believe it. They say, that sounds too good to be true. It isn't. It is true. But again, like I'm looking at some of the events. We got some of the events sent in. Donegal, right? 10 Books to Change Your Life by Kenneth Monaghan. That'll be fantastic. Leash Libraries, best-selling author Amanda Cassidy and Andrea Mara. They're going to be there for the afternoon. Very, very good. Then you've got Celia Hearn. She's in Dublin. Cork, you've got Leona Ford, we love
her. Our friend
Ford,
who's with us, here in the show.
And then Eve MacDonald is in Wexford, and then in Waterford. Of course, we have something in Waterford. We're having a teddy bear story time, and we're doing bookmarks. But we're always doing something. Libraries, join your local library and get involved in Ireland Reads.
Well, listen, if people want to find out more, irelandreads.ie is the place to go. Tracy, thank you so much. Tracy McEnany there. Let's